from when we get up to when we sleep. Each day is a gift from you we keep. Good or bad, until the day is done, whatever happens, we will follow God's Son. Good evening. It's time for bed. Are you feeling sleepy yet?
Oh, I am.
It's been a long day, hasn't it? In a little bit, we'll hear our bedtime story for today. It's about things that were lost, but were then found. But before that, I wonder, have you had a good day, a bad day, or maybe it was both? Let's spend some time talking with your adult about your day. It's always a good idea to talk about what's happened to you. Here are some questions to help you get started. What was the best thing that happened to you today? And what was the worst thing that happened to you today? Talk together or have a think about these things by yourself. You can pause the podcast to do this if you would like. When you're ready to carry on, press play again. I wonder what your day was like. Before we hear our story, let's pray to God using our special bedtime prayer. And if you know the words, join in with me. Father God, we thank you that each day is a good gift from you. We thank you for the good things that have happened today. We give to you the bad things that have happened today. Please help us to give you any sadness, worry, or anger we have felt today. Thank you for being with us all day and when we fall asleep. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm ready for a bedtime story. Are you ready too? Good, I thought so. Our story today is about things that were lost, but were then found. One day, Jesus, the Son of God, was talking to a crowd. People who had done bad things were coming close to hear what he had to say. Some teachers of the Jewish law, called Pharisees, came to watch Jesus. They thought that Jesus shouldn't be spending time with people who had done bad things. They talked under their breath. This man is friends with sinners and even eats with them. Jesus heard them talking and spoke to them with a story called a parable. If you were a shepherd and had 100 sheep, but you lost one, wouldn't you leave your 99 sheep in the field to go and find the one that was lost? And when you found it, pick it up, put it on your shoulders and go home happy. And then you call your friends, family and neighbours together and say, "Look, I found my lost sheep, isn't this wonderful?" Jesus stopped and said to the Pharisees, "In heaven, there would be even more celebration over one sinner who says sorry than over 99 people who didn't need to say sorry." The Pharisees said nothing. Jesus continued by telling another parable. There was once a woman who had 10 silver coins but lost one. So she searches the whole house looking for her coin. She sweeps and looks under everything carefully until she finds it. When she finds the lost coin, she calls her friends, family, and neighbours over and says, "Look, I found my lost coin, isn't it wonderful?" Jesus once again said to the Pharisees, "In the same way as this, there is a bigger celebration in heaven with the angels when one sinner says sorry." Again, the Pharisees said nothing. So Jesus told one more story. There once was a man who had two sons. The younger son said to his father, "Father, give me my share of the money." So the father divided his money between them. The younger son gathered all his things, including his money, and travelled to a distant place where he wasted it. After he had nothing left, the land where he was began to struggle, and there was no food left. The younger son began to be in need, so he got a job feeding pigs. But because he was so hungry, he started to think about eating the pigs' food. He said to himself, "My father's servants have plenty of food, and here I am starving. I will go back to my father and say that I don't deserve to be called his son and have sinned against him. I will ask to become one of his servants." The younger son got up and started the journey home. One day, his father was looking out down the road and saw someone coming. He instantly knew it was his son, even though he was still far away. The father ran down the road to his son. He was filled with love and threw his arms around him in a giant hug and gave him a kiss. The son started his speech. "Father, I've sinned against you, and I'm not deserving of being called your son." But the father stopped him. He called to his servants, "Quick, bring the best robe for him to wear, and give him a ring for his finger and sandals for his feet. Get the fattened calf, and let's have a feast to celebrate because my son was dead, but is now alive. He was lost, but now he is found." The party had started. There was loads of food and wonderful music and dancing. But the older brother was angry and refused to join in. His father came out to him and asked him to come in and celebrate. But the older brother replied, "Look here, I've worked for you all these years and never did anything wrong. But you have never given me a feast to celebrate with my friends. But this son of yours, who wasted all your money, has come home, and you throw him the biggest party." But his father replied, "My son, I love you, and everything I have is yours. But we had to celebrate and be happy, because your brother was dead, but is alive again. He was lost, but is now found." Jesus told the Pharisees and us three stories about things that were lost but became found: the sheep, the coin, and the son. He tells us that anyone who is lost and has done bad things can be found by God when they say sorry. The Pharisees thought that people who were lost shouldn't be found. But God loves everyone and sent his son Jesus to find those who are lost. And that's why we follow the Son. We follow Jesus, God's Son, because he finds us when we're lost and throws the biggest party in heaven when we say sorry for all the bad things we do and follow him. And by doing this, we become found. Well, it's time to sleep, if you're not already. So, let's tuck in, get comfy, and close our eyes. And we'll finish with our rhyme. From when we get up to when we sleep, each day is a gift from you we keep. Good or bad, until the day is done, whatever happens, we will follow God's Son. Good night.